Welcome back to the Two Guys and Chris Show. I cannot tell you how excited I am about today's meet and greet contestant. It's Eric, and Biggie says, now here's what we ask you on meet and greet. A person who's never called the show before, so we can meet you. And we just ask how long you've been listening, that kind of thing. What do you do for a living? Listen to this. Eric has a connection to a television show that Biggie and I are obsessed with, and we're going to hear that in a moment. Hello, Eric. Nice to meet you. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Absolutely. How long have you been listening to this program?
Pretty much a whole life, since Oldies 93 switched over.
Wow. That's a while back.
Wow, it was. Well,
that's 20 years ago, Oldies 93.
Yeah, that's right.
Let me ask you this. Now, Biggie says you have a connection to the television show The Pit, which he and I are watching religiously on Max.
Today's the day. Season finale day. I'm racing home to watch.
Yeah. And I tell you what I love about The Pit. Hey, it's completely realistic. I love Noah Wiley and the entire cast. And they're giving us 15 solid episodes instead of like 8, which is what usual streamers do. So I applaud The Pit.
A supersized season?
Yes. It's the first season, so I would love it if they do it every year. What's your connection to The Pit, Eric?
My brother is in it. He's Dr. Langdon.
Dr. Langdon, the good-looking doctor who's hooked on drugs?
Yep.
What?
A local guy, too, from Summerfield, born and raised.
Is he really?
What?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
No idea. He's doing a great job.
Yeah, we're all super proud of him.
I can't imagine. Did he always want to be an actor?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he wanted to be a broadcast journalist until he got into acting in high school.
He probably wanted to intern here, and I told him no.
Oh, without a doubt. I'm sure you got an email from him.
I guarantee. Nah, we don't need anybody.
No, we don't do that sort of thing.
This is unreal. Well, what else has he done leading into this? First time I've ever seen him, he's done a tremendous job.
This is his big break.
He
had one episode of Law and Order, and he's done theater professionally for over a decade.
He's really going to take
off.
That's
fantastic.
He's going to take off after this. And what does he say about working on the show? Do you talk to him often?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's life-changing for him, for sure. And it's also destiny. I mean, this is his big break.
Yeah.
My parents are emergency medicine, so this was kind of what he's always been meant for.
That? Yeah. I'm sorry, Eric, is your brother older than you or younger?
Older.
Okay.
He's 35.
Yeah. Well, you know what they all say on the show is how good looking he is. They're like, he's easy on the eyes and everything, you know?
Yeah. Been hearing that my whole life.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet you have.
And that's mostly Chris Kelly saying that, too.
Dr. Langdon. Unfortunately, he's stealing drugs from the hospital, which I hate.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Can't be perfect.
Well, let's wait and hear him out. I haven't seen. I know he came back for the big emergency when there was a shootout over at Pitt.
Exactly.
He came back for that. They sent him home. Does he say anything about Noah Wiley, a personal hero of mine?
He loves him. He thinks he's an inspiration. I think has been a great mentor.
I know we're supposed to be meeting and greeting Eric.
Oh, good point.
But
sorry.
Where do they shoot this show? Do you know, Eric?
L.A. and Warner Brothers.
Okay.
Same studio they shot Streetcar Named Desire.
No kidding. Lord,
now you're talking Chris Demme's language.
That's Brando walked out that set.
Man, it's great to meet you, but we're really into your brother.
Can you send your brother to the ball game?
I'll give him your email.
Poor Eric probably gets a lot of that now.
Yeah, we want to meet your brother.
Hey, Eric, good talking to you. Been a while. That's not your brother in the pit, is it?
There's a Streetcar Named Desire. Wow. Well, what do you do for a living?
I'm a truck driver.
How far do you go? Local? Over the road?
I'm local, yeah. I'm home every night, kind of.
Do you think guys talk to your brother and your brother says, my brother's a truck driver? They're like, oh my God, tell me more. That's amazing.
What's his CB handle?
That's amazing. That's awesome. How long have you been a truck driver?
5 years.
I feel like that is difficult work because you have to go, you know, without sleep a lot of the time. True or false?
Certainly true for long haul drivers.
Yeah.
Luckily, I'm local, so I'm 9 in the morning to 7 or so.
Okay. I gotcha. And you listen to this show in your truck?
I do. Yep. It's one of the two presets I set in every truck I get in.
Well, man, thank you.
Really?
Do you have a family of your own, Eric?
I do. I have a wife and a son.
That's awesome.
How old is your boy?
3 years old.
Okay.
Three and a half.
Okay.
I'm glad you're home.
Absolutely.
To see him at night.
Who's your favorite member of this program? Keeping in mind that today is my birthday.
Well, I was going to say Dan, but I'll say you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Birthday guilt.
How dare you, Eric? Emotional blackmail.
100% right. You got any plans for this weekend? What's going on with you?
Niece's birthday party.
All right.
That's the big party of the year.
Well, fantastic.
How old is she turning?
Three.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So they're going to be close growing up then, for sure.
Will your brother be in town
for the party?
Actually.
Is he going to be in town? Oh, gosh. boy, if we could just get...
You're hyperventilating, Kelly.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Breathe into a bag.
Did they shoot that show long...
I'll get him to sign a goodie bag for you.
Would you mind having him sign a goodie bag?
That
would
be... a blood-soaked sheet.
Oh, stop it. It's too much to hope for.
I hope you like bubbles.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So did they shoot that show a long time ago, and he's been waiting for it to come out for a while? Is that how it worked?
No, they actually pushed this one pretty fast. They started airing in January before they even finished filming the last, like, four episodes.
So it's cool that he is able to come home for his niece's
quick turnaround.
That's great. Wow. Yeah. Fantastic, Eric. Unbelievable to meet you. And again, if you wind up at the ball game with me and Kristen, man, bring your brother.
You're making your plus
one. Bring your brother, you know.
It'll be a pair of tickets, we think.
Yeah. We might give a four-pack to you now. We might open things up for you. Sorry to some of the other meet and greet winners.
That's right. We know one winner already.
I think we know who's going to be in the game. Eric, fantastic.
Waiting the sled here.
Yeah, thanks. Tell your brother we're big fans. Thank you.
I will. Thank you.
And we're a fan of you as well.
All right, Eric.
It's our meet and greet today.
So cool.
That is... Can you believe how interesting the meet and greet contestants have been this go round? It's been
a fabulous group.
And I'll tell you, that talks too about, you know, you hear people say, oh, overnight star. But you heard him. He's been working
for a long
Broadway
time.
For 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
and this
that
was
makes
his
sense.
Big break. Yeah.
He really is good in the show.
He's great.
He is. And he has a major role. I mean, other than Noah Wiley, he's right up there, I would say.